This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Polling is underway for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Union Territory of Puducherry. Voting is taking place for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry in a single phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. In Kerala, 16% voter turnout has been recorded in the first 2 hours. Polling is continuing smoothly across all constituencies, with only minor issues reported from a few isolated locations. Puducherry registered more than 17% voting till 9 this morning. Assam recorded nearly 18% voter turnout. Senior leaders, including Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, Leader of the Opposition V.D. Satheesan, and BJP State President Rajiv Chandrasekhar, cast their votes in the early hours. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. Today is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase of polling in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will take place on 4th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to voters of Assam, Kerala and Puducherry to exercise their franchise in large numbers. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi appealed to the people of Assam to exercise their franchise in large numbers. He expressed hope that Kerala's youth and women voters will participate enthusiastically and make this election a celebration of democracy and public duty. Mr. Modi also urged the youth and women voters of Puducherry to strengthen the process of democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that reservation for women in legislative bodies is the need of the hour. Expressing his thoughts in an op-ed, he said that reservation for women will make democracy even more vibrant and participative. Mr. Modi added, any delay in bringing this reservation will be deeply unfortunate. In his op-ed, the Prime Minister said that the reservation for women in legislative bodies is a reflection of the aspirations of crores of women across India and affirmation of the principle that society progresses when women progress. He added, when women participate in administration and decision-making, they bring with them experiences and insights that enrich public discourse and improve the quality of governance. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that India and the United States share one of the world's most consequential economic partnerships forged on shared democratic values. Speaking at the launch event of the India-US Trade Facilitation Portal, he said India-US partnership is special and bilateral trade is growing rapidly. Mr. Goyal said that bilateral trade is growing rapidly towards the $500 billion ambition set by both the sides. The World Bank has raised India's growth forecast from 6.3% to 6.6% for the current financial year, owing to strong domestic demand and free trade agreements. The World Bank expects India to remain the primary engine of growth in South Asia. In India, growth is estimated to have accelerated from 7.1% in financial year 2025 to 7.6% in financial year 26, owing to strong domestic demand and export resilience. Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, has appreciated India's achievement in attaining criticality of the prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalapakkam in Tamil Nadu. The landmark step marks a significant advancement in the country's indigenous nuclear program and its pursuit of long-term energy sustainability. U.S. President Donald Trump is sending a delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance and other top officials to Islamabad for direct talks with Iran aimed at ending weeks of conflict in the West Asia region. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said that the negotiating team will include Middle East Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Delhi Capitals by just one run at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 210 runs, Delhi Capitals made 209 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Batting first, Gujarat Titans made 210 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In today's match, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Lucknow Super Giants at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. It will start at 7:30 in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.